This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Thornton police fatally shot a 29-year-old man this morning on northbound Interstate 25. At about 7:30 a.m., Thornton police responded to 911 calls about a man walking in traffic. When police arrived on the scene, the man, quote, presented a weapon, according to officers, and he was shot. The Adams County Coroner's Office is working to identify the man and notify his relatives. The 17th Judicial District Critical Incident Response Team is investigating, and involved officers are on administrative leave. Vail Resorts is suing the town of Vail over an affordable housing project proposal. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the complaint is the latest move in an ongoing fight between the town and its largest employer.
Vail Resorts owns the land, a plot next to I-70, and wants to build housing for its workers there. But earlier this year, the town voted to seize the land by eminent domain to save it as sheep habitat. Now, the Broomfield-based ski company is alleging the town unlawfully used an emergency ordinance to keep it from working on the property. The town hasn't yet responded to the lawsuit. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
If you're stuck in traffic trying to get back to the Front Range, you're not alone. Traffic is backed up in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 and Highway 285 at this hour. CDOT says more than 30,000 cars traveled through the I-70 twin tunnels on this day last year. Says traffic should ease up by this evening. The heat continues this week with highs in the upper 90s across much of the Front Range. In Grand Junction, highs will hover around 102 degrees through midweek. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.